Hello.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay, thank you. I was actually on a job site, and there's a spot on this site where I can't get no service, so I had to move.
Yeah, I figured.
But the question that I had, well, I actually kind of got a couple, but the first off was on the working capital side of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, did you get the email from Heather?
I did. She wanted to do $70,000.
Yeah, and that was the first question I had was, I don't know if you can figure that out or not for me, but we were looking at what is going to be the payback on the 70. Because the guy, the underwriter told me yesterday mm-hmm. that if we did 92 was the max, and if we did half was 46, just to make even numbers,
yeah.
He said the daily payment was $477.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I assume that's 5 days a week at four
mm-hmm.
weeks a month times 6 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're paying back about 57 on 46.
Yeah.
That's just kind of rough
ballpark,
numbers.
Yeah.
But
yeah, rough numbers.
Yeah. So, do you know what it would be for the 70?
Sure. I actually have the documents generated right now. I was about to send it over, so I have the numbers right in front of me. So for $70,000, it would be a daily payback of $726. The total payback is $95,900.
$95,900. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he said that if we went through, we would, and made our payments, everything on time, we could go
mm-hmm.
through about halfway and reanalyze it. And
exactly,
maybe
yes.
Get it extended for less money.
Exactly. What we do is basically halfway through your loan, you're able to kind of refi the remaining plus get additional capital on top of that. And then also, if you show that you have good payback history with us, there's a, because we were still trying to get you the equipment financing. It's just, there's
uh-huh.
some issues with that he probably already mentioned to you.
Yeah.
So, with a good payback history with us, in 6 months or three, 4 months down the road, we can revisit, getting the equipment financing through us if you didn't already,
uh-huh.
Take care of it on your own.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yeah, that sounds good to me.
Okay.
So do you have everything that you need from us on our end, I guess, so far?
So far I do. Actually, I'm going to send over your loan document right now. I would just if you could just have Gayla, your mom, sign the
sure.
initial every page. You'll have, there's an X right there. And assign as merchant and guarantor.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's about it. And you'll see, you can just fill it out. But yeah, I'll just send it over right now and you can fill it out. And then once you send it back over to me, I'll be able to send it over to the funding department, and the fund will probably be in your account 24 hours after you send me the completed documents.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I guess the other question, which we kind of already answered that just now when we talked about the equipment side of it, I
mm-hmm.
was wondering if the amount was the scary part or if it was the credit was the scary part.
It was
not being able.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of like the combination of a couple factors. One is
uh-huh.
the credit combined with the amount of the excavator, and also
uh-huh.
the excavator being a used one too.
Uh-huh.
So basically, the used one plus being a high amount, and then with the credit basically, and then we tried to use you as the principal number two. But because I think, let me look at my notes real quick. That credit sent over. Let's see here. And I guess it looks like you have less than 5 years in trading. Like credit-wise, credit history.
On my end?
On your end, yeah. So it didn't
really,
it helped
I'm
a little bit,
young.
But didn't really help. Yeah, exactly. I think I might be like around the same age as you, actually.
Yeah.
You're 89, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 90, yep. So we're, you know, yeah, we both don't have them. Yeah, so, yeah, so basically because you had, like, not too long of a history of, you know, trade transactions, it didn't really help too much on that end, yeah.
Okay. Well, the reason why I was asking was because I actually had found another excavator. It's still a used one, but it was less than half the price of the one that I was looking at. So
okay.
Maybe I would run that by them, but I know that you guys, you know, you're still bound to the books, you know, and what you got to be able to approve off of, which is credit history and all that. So.
Well, why don't you send that over to me, and I'll have the VP of Equipment Financing take a look at it and see what he thinks about it, and if you know, at this point we're able to do it. But, you know, might as well just run it through him anyway.
Okay. Well, I sure appreciate it, and let Heather know at the office that you're going to be sending them over. And I'll make sure that we can get it all sent back to you.
Okay, perfect. So I'll send it now, and then if you send the quote over for the other excavator, I'll have them look at it too. Okay?
Okay.
Cool. And then let me know if you have any questions on the loan document or anything like that.
Okay, I do appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Jason.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.